11:52 TWG, it's Potsy and Layton this morning, and joining us, the one and only Mr. Troy Cassidaly, everybody!
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
How are we doing? Now, Little Bird has just told me that you've been chasing dogs.
Yeah, well, you know, I was huffing and puffing when I first sort of rang you guys up, but our Jack Russell's pretty busy, as they normally are. She's a bit of a rat dog, and she decided she was going to get out of this little side part of the fence and run down the street, so I'm thinking, I've got to call you guys, you know, early this morning, so I've got to make sure, and I'm getting back, I must be out of nick, so I better get back down the park after I finish here.
Surely there's a song in there somewhere?
It'd have to be. Who let the dogs out of the first one that comes to mind? But, you know, it may have been done before.
Bring back Jack, I can see it. It just writes itself.
Speaking of songs, Troy, new album out, Freedom Ride, which is out now, and supporting the album, you're doing this massive tour, which is taking you everywhere, and of course you're coming to Wagga.
Well, we wanted to get to some places we haven't been to for a while, and I love the Civic Theatre there, so I thought it'd be a great opportunity to come back and do a show. And look, the album's been going really, really well. We're very, very pleased with the way that people have responded to it. But I think having the time to get around and write with people like Paul Kelly and, you know, collaborate with people like Cole Buchanan and Pete Dennehy as well has really made it an easier path.
Yep. And Pete's touring around with you?
Yeah, one of the funniest blokes I've known. I think I've known him for the last 18 years. And I said to him, look, I want some variety in my show. I remember going to some old country shows as a kid when I lived in Grafton. And really love the variety of people coming out and making you laugh first. So Pete does an incredible job with that, I've got to tell you. If I've been feeling a bit crabby, you know, missing home, I sit side of stage and listen to Pete, and he's nearly wiping tears out of your eyes. It's so funny. So it's a great addition to the show.
Mate, tell us about the album, Freedom Ride. Pretty special album for you, this one. And just looking at the critiques of the album, they're saying it's the strongest album of your career.
Yeah, look, I think it's really interesting when people say it's the strongest one, and I'll take it. If they think it's the best one, I'm really happy to do that. But it's a personal sort of record like every one of them are, but this one I had time to put together. You know, it was a part of my education with the actual song Freedom Ride. It was a part of my education as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to find another 11 interesting enough stories to talk about. And I was touring around the countryside with Adam Harvey, who's a good mate, and we did this great country songbook together. And while we were running around the country, mate, we met some amazing characters sitting in pubs, because Adam doesn't mind a beer. So I was just tagging along for fun, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
And sometimes late at night, we got stuck with a bloke called Fred Brophy, who runs a boxing tent up in Queensland. And we got stuck backstage with him in Longreach last year. Mate, the yarns that fell out of that bloke, there's enough to write a whole album just on Fred Brophy.
Yeah.
But they're the sort of characters that I wanted to try and capture on this record and obviously tell their stories.
You can imagine it, Fred Brophy's greatest hits.
You would, legitimately. I mean, being a boxing tent, you'd get a few hits in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
But I tell you now, what a great, spectacular show that thing is. And going to see it, you know, it's worth a song. I wrote a song about him many, many years ago, but some of the stories and characters he's met, there's still a million stories to be told, I reckon.
Yeah. 27 golden guitars.
Where do you put them?
I know. Look, first of all, I sound like a guts. But second of all, I mean, look, they're in pride of place. I mean, I do some songwriting in our little sunroom here at home in Brisbane, and I've got a couple of them there to remind me of the songs that you write by yourself that are special to you, that are special to the people they're written about. And, mate, they're still a big kick. The one I got this year with Dean Perrott was still an amazing one for a song we did as a duet, and they never get old.
You know, it's about time you started sharing them around, I think.
Well, you know, sometimes I even just make sure that I take a few years off so I don't keep getting too gluttonous. No. Look, there's no guarantees, I can tell you. And even sometimes at my age, at 46, it's still a surprise to win one.
Yeah, the last time we had anything golden, it was the Golden Gay time.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, we won't go into that.
Now, this album, Freedom Ride, now that it's named after a significant event in Australia, which occurred back in 1965, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, yep. I did a project on the actual Freedom Ride that happened in 65.
Yeah.
Charlie Perkins and some non-Indigenous students all jumped in a big bus out of Sydney University and went out into the bush to do some study in regional New South Wales to see what Indigenous folks were living like in the bush, you know. And they found a lot of interesting stuff. I mean, they uncovered a lot of things that were not happening in the cities, which really had to be changed, the segregation of movie theatres and stuff like that. And so they went out and just did some research and came home, decided how they could make life better. And before the 67 referendum, where Indigenous people could vote, it really did make a lot of difference to our social conscience in Australia. So I wanted to do a project on it as a kid. I learned a lot as an Indigenous kid. I learned a lot about my own people, really, and what was going on. But then I thought, you know, it was a big part of my education. It'd be great to write a song with Paul Kelly about it because, I mean, you don't get a person that's better with lyrics than Paul Kelly, and he's the guy to take a song like this too.
Yeah. And, mate, I see in some of the stuff here that's written about the album, you describe yourself as a hunter and gatherer of songs.
Yeah. Well, I use that analogy for Paul Kelly because he understood exactly what I was talking about. Some of them you have to hunt for. Other ones you can just gather on your way around, you know. But the hardest ones are the ones you've got to actually absolutely hunt for, you know. And I wanted to make sure I went out and sought the people out that were going to help me make the record I wanted to make. Some of the songs you write by yourself. Other ones, like a song about my old grandfather's hat, I wrote it with Pete Dennehy. And, mate, this is a personalised thing, but everyone who's got an old Akubra hanging on their wall somewhere, they will be listening right now saying, yeah, we've got Pop's old hat hanging up, you know, on the hat rack near the door. When I look at that old hat of my pops who worked on the railway up on the Northern Line in Grafton, I get moved every time I think of what it's seen.
Yes.
So there's songs even in simple stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. All right, so Troy Castor-Daly, the Freedom Ride Tour, everybody. It comes to Wagga on Thursday the 13th of August at the Wagga Civic Theatre. You can book at the Civic Theatre. You can do that at the box office. You can pop in and see the girls there. You can do it online, or of course, you can do it by phoning 692-69-688. But we urge everybody to get out and see Troy Castor-Daly when Troy comes to town on Thursday, August 13. Mate, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Look, could I just say thank you to everyone who's bought tickets already. They're going out the door,
which is
very cool.
Yeah.
And it's a testament to Wagga. We've done many shows there, but this is going to be a very warm and friendly show. I want to get people along, come say g'day.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much. See
cheers,
ya.
Mate.
Remember 1965, story of the Freedom Ride. On a bus they rode from town to town, east to west, north to south, to get it from the horse's mouth, those true stories on the ground. On a blazing summer's day, Charlie Perkins led the way at the public pool in Maury. Step back, said the man, you can't get in. You got the wrong colored skin. We don't want no trouble here, you see. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard now, step inside. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Come and join the Freedom Ride. Fight for justice, fight for pride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Charlie says, now that's a shame, 'cause trouble is my middle name. You know names hurt more than sticks and stones. You can try to knock us down, try to run us out of town, but look around, you see I'm not alone. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard now, step inside. All aboard the Freedom Ride. Come and join the Freedom Ride. Fight for justice, fight for pride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard now, step inside. All aboard the Freedom Ride. We'll always need a Freedom Ride. Fear and hate will never die. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard the Freedom Ride. All aboard.